The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, final segment that I'm hosting with David Knight's coming in to Honcho the Operation, a bunch of breaking news. Look at this, InfoWars.com. Howard Stern has come out and said we have a right to defend ourselves. He believes in the Second Amendment. You can say, well, he's nasty and uses cuss words. It's not about that. If we can win over Howard Stern, folks, we're winning. So when I tell you we're winning, the statistics show it, the numbers show it. The problem is the top echelons have been hijacked. So, Chuck, where do you see the world going in the next few years where we're winning at the grassroots incrementally, but the enemy knows that, so they're racing to show it all up?
Well, again, bringing it back to the spiritual warfare, no man knows the hour and the day, but I feel it's very, very close. And some of the people we've been dealing with, we've had access to amazing people, not only ones in the film, but particularly a person in Houston who is... And he's an elderly man who's been involved in all these issues for 60 years, and he feels very strongly that we're going down a path that is going to climax soon.
And I got to hand it to all the patriots, all the anti-New World Order folks from 60 years ago, Barry Goldwater, all of them, and you know the fellow that runs the TV station down there in Houston. I think we're talking about the same guy. They were really right. If it wasn't for them, we'd be caught flat-footed.
I think that I'm an optimist by nature, and I think that there's always hope. I think that, you know, in the Old Testament, continually old Israel was brought back to faith and to a change, and I think that's possible. But, I mean, as Charlie Daniels says in the film, we've all read the book, we know how it ends, and we win. So it may not be exactly the way we want, but it's unfolding and it's happening fast.
Anybody that sits around and says they're bored, they must not have their eyes open. This is, quite frankly, I don't like the bad stuff that's happening. Also, good stuff's happening, but it's pretty darn exciting. I mean, I'm not bored, I'll tell you that.
I've often heard you say, what an amazing time to be alive, and even though it's really frightening, the things that are going on, and it's going to be a ride. I think that it is an amazing time to be alive, and I think people that don't see this are missing the most important turning point in human history.
Well, I want to have you back for a full hour sometime just to talk about what it's like to live off the grid. Maybe send, I don't want to, you know, get in your privacy, won't see where you live, but maybe send a crew out and kind of show how it is to live off the grid, because I want to get to where part of the time I'm off the grid. It's so healthy. All the electricity, all the wires, all the chatter, the dust. You know, the big city's not a healthy place to live.
We recently have spent a lot of time in Houston the last 6 weeks of promoting and preparing for this release. And, of course, lived in L.A. for 23 years. And I get very claustrophobic every time I even come to Austin.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's how I describe Houston. Not Houston, L.A. I get claustrophobic in L.A.
Yeah, if you send a crew out, they'll have to bring a horse.
Well, listen, I want to come out and see your place sometime. I know you've invited me. What are you going to talk about with your wife, the producer, when you guys come back in about 20 minutes with Evan Knight?
She brings a feminine touch to it. We have 8 grandkids, and her father was a major war hero in World War II, and we both, all in the family. My family's been in Texas for 6 generations since the Texas Revolution, like yours. And in Virginia and the Carolinas since the American Revolution. And I want to mention something. My father came from Switzerland on my father's side in the 20s. And he told me, I'll never forget this story. He told me that when the ship came into New York Harbor and they were passing the Statue of Liberty, 1,500 immigrants came to the side of the starboard side of the ship, and the crew was nervous because it started tilting. And they made them separate. But when they did and they passed the Statue of Liberty, there wasn't a dry eye in the crowd. And when they came here, they assimilated. My grandfather wouldn't let the family speak German at home. And they worked their way up and they lived the American dream. And you know, America's always been multicultural from the beginning, but the multicultural of today, where they want islands of wherever they came from.
It's gang mentality. It's not assimilation.
And it's the end.
Well, you're going to talk about a lot of it coming up with David Knight, the film. Folks, get your tickets. Get down there to Houston, and then soon it'll be a success. It'll be in Austin, and I'll pop up at one or two of the showings, especially if General Boykin's there or Ron Paul. RevelationTheMovie.info. Get your tickets now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at half past ten, that baby of mine.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and I'm going to do the next 20 minutes, and then we're going to have Chuck Untersee and his wife, Anita, come back in and tell us about Revelation the movie. They were just talking to Alex Jones. I want to give you some information, too. Talking about films, talking about film festivals, of course, Robert De Niro came out and discussed at length why Vaxxed was taken out of the Tribeca Film Festival. We're going to give you some of his comments. Before we do, I want to share this with you. We've now got CNN and the Wall Street Journal and many other mainstream media outlets talking about how a new task force believes that all teens should be screened for depression. And guess what they recommend? You'd never guess. They want the SSRIs, antidepressants that big pharmaceuticals sell, they want that given to the kids as an antidote. Let me read this to you. All primary care doctors, this is CNN, including pediatricians and family physicians, should screen adolescents routinely for depression, they say. This is new recommendations from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Now, what they're saying is they want to screen all young people between the ages of 12 and 18. If you're younger than 12,
there's not enough evidence yet. See, they did this first to adults. They're saying, yeah, we need to start doing it. But really, this is where they can make it happen, because they can do this in the schools. And, of course, it can also be a precondition for you getting health care treatment as the government takes over health care. No. We have to screen you. And if we think that you are at risk for depression, we'll give you some suicide pills. How's that? The SSRI. As I say, for children younger than 12, there's not enough evidence around which tests work and which treatments are effective to recommend that doctors screen all individuals in this age group. Yeah, not yet. They said the last iteration of the recommendations for both adolescents and adults in 2009 stated that doctors should only screen for depression if systems were in place to help at-risk individuals get appropriate treatment and follow-up care. But this is no longer enough, they say. Doctors should put those systems in place and screen everyone. Soviet style. Okay? That's what the Soviets did. You oppose the government, it must be because you're insane. We'll put you in an institution, and we don't need to give you due process to do that. We just need to have a doctor examine you and sign off on that, okay? Get rid of all those messy legal issues about imprisoning people. And then a big, big subtitle headline here says, antidepressants are okay for adolescents. That's what they're telling you, because that's the bottom line, folks. That's how the article ends. The bottom line is the bottom line. Big bucks for big pharma. They say another change in the current recommendation is to support the use of antidepressant medication for treating adolescents who have depression. So first they'll tell you you have depression, and then they will sell you their solution, their SSRI suicide pills, known as things like Prozac, Lexapro, things that are fluoxetine, okay? Individuals starting at the age of 8 and 12, respectively, they have approved those for use starting at 8 years old. These things have serious consequences for people just from a physiological standpoint, but they wreak havoc on these children, especially when they take them off. So you start having physiological problems because you've been on this long term and you got to get off. Well, you know, that's when everything really hits the fan. That's when the kids go out and they kill themselves, sometimes kill other people. Sometimes they use guns, sometimes they use knives, but they go crazy. And we've seen this over and over again. We have done many, many stories connecting the use of serotonin reuptake inhibitors and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. We've done that over and over again. But now they're going to try to extend this all the way down to 8 years old. And they're going to start screening everybody. And we've got mainstream media all on the same day, rolling it out to prepare you for this. Now, as Alex Jones has been talking to Chuck Huntressy about Revelation the movie, we see the other way that films try to get exposed, not in terms of doing a gradual rollout as they're trying to bring that movie out, but, you know, you go to a film festival, you try to roll it out that way. And the people who were behind Vaxxed, subtitled From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, and of course, Dr. Wakefield, who we've had on multiple times, he was the one who made that movie. That was going to be at Tribeca, and once he started getting some pushback from the mainstream media on that, Robert De Niro came out and said for the first time that he had a son that suffered from autism, and he believed that there was a connection to vaccines. He and his wife both believed that. But the pressure built up very quickly, very rapidly. Today, or yesterday, I should say, he was on the Today Show. It might have been this morning, I'm not sure. I just saw the clip today. And he was talking about why they pulled it out. And I think one of the most interesting revelations there, and he talks at length about it, and he got very passionate about it. They just kind of mentioned it, and then it took over the interview. And the lady who was with him, who's basically kind of running the film festival, you could tell she really didn't want the film. She really didn't want to talk about this. Well, you know, we have other films. We should talk about those other films. Kind of shut it down. And the two anchors were there pushing all the talking points of the big pharmaceutical companies, just as everybody's pushing the talking points of the big pharmaceutical companies with these mandatory screenings for teens. But one of the things I thought was the most interesting that came out of this was Robert De Niro, and she, said that it was the filmmakers who were really putting the pressure to shut this down, to censor it. Don't let people hear that. You know, Robert De Niro was saying, hey, all I wanted is for the movie to be seen and people can make up their own judgment, but you must see it, he said. Let's find out the truth. Well, they said filmmakers were pressuring them to not do that. And I have to say, isn't that amazing when we see filmmakers calling for censorship? It's kind of like when Megyn Kelly called for Donald Trump to be banned in the name of the First Amendment. She wanted CNN and Bill O'Reilly to join her in banning Donald Trump from the airwaves. She said, you know, we have to hang together. This is for the First Amendment. Censorship in the name of the First Amendment. And here you got filmmakers doing censorship in the name of a film festival. And I would remind them that one of the first uses of the Espionage Act, and of course that was something that has been a hallmark of the Obama administration, the misuse of the Espionage Act. It was set up for people who were actual spies, but of course Obama has used it more than anybody else, or more than all the other presidents combined, to come after journalists and whistleblowers who are not spies, labeling them as spies, misusing this old act that was done around the time of World War I. And, of course, Woodrow Wilson wanted to get us involved in World War I, and Americans didn't want anything to do with it. That was a time when Americans understood what America First really represented. I wish we could get some of the people that learned the bitter lessons of World War I when they were tricked into fighting into that war by Woodrow Wilson back to lecture us about why we need to put America first. The only person talking about that now is Donald Trump. And, of course, everybody, and both Republicans and Democrats and the media establishment, they're all looking at him saying, is this guy crazy? We have to have a world empire. We can't put America first. We need to go over there and be the world's policemen, unpaid policemen, the unpaid mercenaries of the world. But back in 1917, a guy who had done the costuming for Birth of a Nation, that was the D.W. Griffith movie about the Civil War and the rise of the Ku Klux Klan through Reconstruction. He had done the costumes for that. And, of course, that is a landmark film. It's the first time they did a long-form movie like we see today. Prior to that, there were very short, silent films. Well, he wanted to do a film about the American Revolution. He called it Spirit of 1776. Well, the bad guys were, guess what? The British. The people that Woodrow Wilson wanted us to go to war on their side. And so Woodrow Wilson had him brought up on charges of aiding and abetting the enemy because, you know, if you're against the British, you're for the Germans. And so, therefore, he needs to be brought up on charges for the Espionage Act. He was sentenced. This film producer, we're talking about coming after film producers again. Things are coming full circle, aren't they? We're embracing that censorship as we come against film producers. They come against the FCC, the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. Three of the Democrats all wanted to come after Joel Gilbert, the film producer. Well, they sentenced this guy to 10 years in jail and a $5,000 fine. Back in 1917, that would be about $500,000 today because, remember, the Federal Reserve that Woodrow Wilson also helped to create has taken away 99% of our purchasing power. So that $5,000 fine that they gave him then would be a $500,000 fine today and a 10-year jail sentence. And you say, well, how could they do that? How could they send somebody to jail for doing a movie about the American Revolution being too anti-British? Well, you know, that's essentially where we wind up, folks. And the Supreme Court was fine with that. The Supreme Court allowed that to happen. They said there is no First Amendment for movies. And they allowed that to stand until 1952. Now we have filmmakers, lefty filmmakers, at the Tribeca Film Festival saying there should be no First Amendment for filmmakers. We should censor their speech. We're seeing this over and over and over again. Now, some of the stuff that Robert De Niro said, he said there's a lot of information about things that are happening with the CDC, with the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of things that are not said, he said, said De Niro. He said he felt people were trying to shut down discussion around vaccines and autism. Yeah, precisely, precisely. And they were able to do it in his film festival as well. He says there's more to this than meets the eye, believe me, he warned. There's something that people aren't addressing. And for me to get so upset here on the Today Show with you guys means there's something there. Part of me does regret pulling it. And part of me says, let it go for now, and I'll deal with it later in another way because I didn't want the festival to be affected. We have to get over the idea. I understand it's a difficult thing. You've got a lot invested in your life. You've got a lot invested in your business. We all have to make those decisions at one point or the other. And it's a tough decision, and I'm not questioning his decision. But when we get to the point where freedom and liberty mean more to us than security and safety, then we'll have a country again. He says there's a kind of hysteria, a knee-jerk reaction. Everybody should have a choice whether or not to take vaccines or not. But it does benefit big drug companies, he said. So he was upfront and honest about that. Now, when we look at what's happening with us, and we're going to be back in just a moment, I want to tell you what Harry Reid is doing out in Nevada. Remember, they tried to take the land once. Now they've got a new scheme. They're going to go back to another ancient law from 100 years ago, the Antiquities Act. Obama has been taking millions of acres with a stroke of a pen, and now that the Bundys are locked up in jail, Harry Reid is back sniffing around to take their land. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Shit.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Chuck and Anita Undersea. They are the producers of Revelation, the movie. We'll be talking to them about that. We're just talking about the film festival, the Tribeca Film Festival, where the movie by Dr. Wakefield about vaccines and an autism connection that he believes he discovered, that was censored by the filmmakers, we were told. And we're going to talk about what's happening out west with Harry Reid, with Barack Obama and his pen taking millions of acres and how they're updating this. In just a moment, before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have Brainforce now in stock. And not only is it in stock, but we have a 25% off special at InfoWarsLife.com. This is an unprecedented 25% off while supplies last. I use this all the time. You know, if I had taken this and they had asked me what I would name this, I would have called it, instead of Brain Force, I would have called it Brain Focus, because that's what it does for me. It focuses my thoughts. It gives me the words that I'm struggling to try to remember. I can't remember somebody's name or a date, and it's just there when I'm taking this stuff. It uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract, alpha GPC. You know, it focuses you. It takes your concentration, brings your concentration, and it doesn't do it in a way that makes you, I guess, jittery, like you would with coffee, okay? It doesn't keep you awake at night, that type of thing. That's all those things are reasons why it's my favorite supplement that I take here at InfoWarsLife.com. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the hundreds of five-star reviews that we have there. Determine for yourself if this is something that you should get, that you would like to use. And again, 25% off Brain Force while supplies last. This is, and as long as this special lasts. Now, as I was talking about with Harry Reid, and of course we had these articles early in the day, the headlines, millionaires are fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Where do you think they're going? Are they going to L.A.? You think they're going to New York? No, they're not going to go to another city. Just like Chuck Untersee was saying, he doesn't like being in the city. I don't like being in the city. They don't like being in the city. It's dangerous, okay? Going all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, he said cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberties of man. Well, it's a lot more dangerous today, especially if we have a societal breakdown. Where are they going to build their bunkers? They're going out into the areas that the government is now making off limits to us, saying they're doing it to make it into a park, and yet they only release to the make available to the public only about 1% of these parks. Okay, really not making it available to people. We now have Harry Reid, who is trying to take the last rancher in that Nevada area out. There had been over 50 ranchers in that area, and Clive and Bundy was the last one, and they were making it impossible for them. They still had their grazing rights, their water rights, but they were basically drawing the lines tighter and tighter around those, saying, well, you can't graze during these times of the years when you had to graze. That was when they needed to be there in order to make it work. So restricting them continually. And so as a protest, he stopped paying his grazing fees. You know what happened with all that. We've talked about that many times. But, of course, they backed off. Now that they're in jail, Harry Reid says, well, with the Bundys and their pals in jail, now's the right time to reach out to the White House. The White House can take their pen, use the Antiquities Act, and just say, this is going to be a monument. See, if they had to make it a park, they'd have to go through all these messy congressional hearings, and they'd have to pass laws with legislators. No, he can just do it with his pen. And that's what's really behind all this. And I have to ask you, you know, where do the presidential candidates stand on this? Have you heard anybody ask this question to them in the debates? Absolutely not. No. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Megyn Kelly's hurt feelings and other stuff like that, okay, that really matters. Well, let me tell you what Ted Cruz has said about this. Ted Cruz introduced Senate Amendment 3456 to the Bipartisan Support Spending Act of 2014. It would have prohibited the federal government from owning more than 50% of the land in any state. Well, gee, that's great. Isn't that magnanimous? Where does he come up with that figure? Where's that in the Constitution, 50%? Where does it say that the federal government can own any land outside of Washington, D.C.? It doesn't. It says Washington, D.C., and the necessary forts and ports and things like that. Not that they're going to own 80 or 90%. Why would we draw the line at 50%? Well, it's just part of his arbitrary living Constitution approach. Just, let's say, you know, I want to make the federal government and the insiders in Washington happy, the Bushies who are supporting me. Let's just say 50%. That should make the BLM happy. That should make the people out west happy. So he just draws a line there. Look, the Constitution either says something or it doesn't. And when you talk about we're going to change the Constitution because of pressure or because of public opinion, as he did with his stance on marijuana prohibition, in 2014, Ted Cruz said that it was an abuse of executive power for Barack Obama to say that states who had voted on it in Colorado and Washington and other places, you need to shut them down. That's an abuse of executive power. No, it's a recognition, a rare recognition of the 10th Amendment. But now he says, no, that's okay. I'm for federalism. Well, what about cocaine then? I mean, where does he draw the line? He's not a constitutional originalist. He is an opportunist. He supports a living constitution. Stay with us. So we'll be right back with the producers.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined with Chuck Untersee and his wife, Anita. We're going to talk about Revelation the Movie. You can find that at revelationthemovie.info. You can also get tickets there as well, right?
All right, right? revelationthemovie.info, and then one of the icons at the bottom of our homepage has a tickets option, and it goes straight to Fandango and Santikos Theaters directly.
And that's very important, because what I started talking about at the beginning of the hour was how Robert De Niro and the Tribeca Film Festival had shut down Vaxxed. Robert De Niro personally wanted it, but the lady who was managing it, other filmmakers, wanted to censor that point of view. Talk to us about why you're going straight to this kind of release, a limited release, and try to show interest in that. And that's what people need to understand. This is where you can make your voice heard by supporting films like this film. If it has a high per screen average, then you can begin to get this in more and more screens. You can get it picked up across the nation. That's how you get get past the gatekeepers at the film festivals and that sort of thing.
Right. We never really even tried film festivals we did try a couple of festivals, no names to be mentioned, but we were turned down because of the content. They were fully liberal. Most film festivals are. You wouldn't even have a chance at Southwest here in Austin. So the point is,
More than the vaccine thing. I mean, you're not going to find anybody there. I mean, he got some sympathy there because Robert De Niro's had a personal experience with his son who believed had autism because of vaccine connection. But you're not going to find anybody that wants to run a conservative, libertarian, Christian worldview of the New World Order and the coming world government. You're not going to find that at any of these film festivals.
I know, and it was the same with people to be in it. But like when we got Charlie, we looked and looked for it because we did commercials, national commercials for years in L.A., and I know that to market commercials, obviously all corporations find their celebrity spokesman. Well, you can't find one. Nobody will stand up. But in the case of this film, we initially released a version early on called Behold the Pale Horse on DVD, and we thought, well, that's it. We'll do like everybody else. We'll sell the DVDs, and that'll be that. And then that was simultaneous when we did that to 2016 coming out, being successful, and the distributor contacted us and said, hey, this could be the next 2016 theatrically. Mm-hmm. Well, what people don't realize is the 2016 was the only conservative documentary ever in theaters, and it was super successful because the timing. And
that's Dinesh D'Souza's.
Dinesh D'Souza, yeah. And so the timing was perfect for them, but it's more perfect for us today with this crescendo of political furor going on with the election. To release it is perfect storm to get this message out. And so the other issue that is so critical is that the American people, the average Joe, is trained like Pavlov's dogs to get all their information from the news, from television, and regular radio. And so when they hear a celebrity is involved in something, they see it on TV, they see it in a movie, they think, this is a big deal, we need to pay attention. So that is the ruse which will make this get our message out. Because if the patriot community will act as Paul Revere's, to go out to those gray people out there who have a heart for America and know something's wrong but couldn't put their finger on it, then it could really explode.
And I liked your movie much better than Dinesh D'Souza's movie, because I thought his movie started laying out the case against his thesis for a very, very long time before he ever had any rebuttal. And I thought it kind of drug as a documentary. Yours is very fast-paced. I've seen the whole documentary, and it is very, very fast-paced because you continually mix it up with quotes from different people. You've got the central narrative that's going there through with Charlie Daniels and General Boykin and Alex Jones. They kind of provide a continuity there, but then you're pulling in people with all these different perspectives on different sub-issues there. I want to give out the phone number real quickly. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you'd like to talk to Chuck Untersee or Anita about this movie that's coming out, Revelation the Movie, you can find it at revelationthemovie.info. It's got a opening this Friday, and is it also Saturday in Houston?
It'll be open to the public Friday in Santico Theaters, which is the Texas chain, in Richmond and Tomball, which is the western side of Houston. And then subject to, well, it's all on demand. Any film stays in theaters as long as there's demand. Mm-hmm. And so, but the opening weekend is critical because we have now put in place the deal to release it nationally, which would be 2,000 to 3,000 theaters.
Wow.
And so, but still, it has to have a smashing opening weekend to keep those people on the page. And
so this is what you can do. You know, we have filmmakers who want to actually censor information. They don't want to see at these film festivals like we're talking about with Vax. They don't want that information out there. Of course, film festivals don't want a movie like this out there. But if you want this information to get out, it's basically what you hear here on the Alex Jones Show, but with a documentary film, you get a context to it that you can't do in the news. We can't go back and cover how we got here in such detail as you guys can, bring in all these different voices, do it so quickly, cut it tightly. You just can't do that on a news broadcast. What we're doing is giving people, okay, here's where we are right now, give them a quick snapshot of it, but you're giving them the whole context, putting it in a historical, political context. That's what's so valuable about a documentary.
You mentioned a minute ago about how it's cut, and my background was national commercials. We worked in L.A. for over 20 years, and I was a director cameraman. We had our own company. But like commercials are cut because people's attention span today is very short, you can cut things very quickly. I mean, you'd be shocked how much you can get in a 30-second commercial in terms of an edit. Yeah. So we had so much information to relay that we had, like I told Alex earlier, we had 42 hours of footage and 38 rock stars of the Patriot community. So the point was to get all of this information out as quickly as possible, but in a comprehensive way, so that anyone that watches it, very few people would not grasp something that they're interested in. And the challenge we have to the people that see it that don't understand what's going on is to get on the internet, and every keyword they put in is there when they probably had no idea about any of these issues. Agenda 21, for instance.
Yeah.
It's all there. There's nothing new about what we have in the film to the Patriot community, but we want the Patriot community to get it out to those gray people who don't know, so that there's, well, the first time I met Alex, I thought I'm coming to Valhalla and I'm going to get the answer. I know what's going to, how we solve all this. And basically he said, and he kicked back in his chair and he said, there's two issues, how we're going to fix this. Wear out your knees praying and education.
Yeah.
And so that's the point of this film. This film is a tool for patriots to get out to everybody else who, everybody's got friends and family who don't get it. And if they did get it, you know, a General Boykin told me, I'm a retired Army officer, General Boykin told me one time, if I tell you to take that hill as an example of what's going on, and you struggle all the way to the top, half the men are dead, and you turn around and look behind you and nobody there, what's the point? And that's the point. We have to get Americans, regular Americans, to you know, look over their shoulder and have a lot of people behind them.
And that's very key. Just as we're looking at today, the elite are buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers. They're getting out of the cities. They understand what's going on.
I am
at the same time, you are too. I want to talk to you about that, too. At the same time, they're concentrating us in the cities. They're putting technologies in place with the self-driving cars, with the boxes that they're going to put in that are going to be speaking to the infrastructure. They talk about it as a vehicle to infrastructure communication. They're going to mandate those boxes. They're going to be tracking, taxing, and controlling our movements, confining us into the cities, concentrating us into the cities. And we need to get people to wake up. We call it Agenda 21, and people's eyes just gloss over. But one of the ways that you do this is, tell us a little bit about your lifestyle and what you do to decompress after going through these 40-plus hours of...
Well, you won't see it, but Anita will probably reach over and pinch me because she always tells me, don't tell people. But we lived in L.A. for 23 years. I'm from East Texas, grew up in a rural environment. And when we moved back here, because our house burned, and everybody was wringing their hands, and I'm so sorry, and, you know, patting us on the head, and it was the happiest day of my life because I was able to see the L.A. skyline in the rearview mirror of my truck pulling horses back to Texas. So the point is... I had at that time written a war of secession, Civil War movie script called Rebel Private about Texas during the Civil War, and basically had it funded. And when Obama got in 2008, the people behind it were nervous, and they said, we're going to put this on hold. And that's when we turned to this, and it was a matter of providence. It was another whole story. But the point is, when we moved back here, because of having written that script about the Civil War, I'm very into history, and my great-great-grandfather in 1860 was a Texas Ranger, and it's long history in Texas since the Texas Revolution. Point is, I was always interested in history. So when we moved back here, and after living in Malibu, which is not that crowded, but L.A. generally is horrendous, we wanted to get in a really remote environment. I would like to have moved into the middle of Big Bend, but Anita wouldn't deal with it. So we found a place that's not that big, it's 60 acres, but it's surrounded by thousands of acres where nobody lives, really. And no wires, no neighbors, no lights. And I knew about the whole smart meter thing, and I wanted to be off the grid. In fact, we had been off the grid in Malibu. So we, for the first year, we built a little German rock farmhouse off rock on the place. And this is where she gets mad at me, because I tell people that we had kerosene light for the first year, and I loved it because it was so historical, reading it now, kerosene light. And I've just written the script for that Civil War movie.
But, and unlike artificial light, it doesn't wake you up so you can't fall asleep at night. How do you feel about putting L.A. in the rearview mirror, Anita?
It was a little harder for me, but I love where we are now, and I managed to get my grown kids to move here, and so all of our three children are here, grown kids, and their children. So we have eight grandkids. They're all within the Austin area. So we're happy.
That's great. Here. And I see some eggs on your lap.
Yes, I brought eggs for you and Alex. They're, we have chickens, and these are our non-GMO super eggs. I'm getting about a dozen a day, so I'm going to gift those to you.
Oh, thank you.
They're gorgeous orange yolks.
We wanted to be the first people that ever gave you eggs. On
First people that haven't thrown them at me. There you go. Well, that's great. You know, that's the key. Just as Alex was talking to Stuart Rhodes earlier, and he was saying, hey, you want to go? Yeah, look at how pretty they are, all the different colors from the different breeds there. He was saying that you need to know people in your neighborhood. You need to start establishing local communities. And I think that's one of the key things I keep telling people over and over again. Let's stop looking to Washington for the solution. We need to start trying to see ways that we can locally solve our problems and block Washington out of our lives. And certainly putting the right people, sending the right people to Washington could help to block them out of our lives. But there's so many things we can do in terms of jury nullification, other things that we can do. But he's talking about, hey, know who your neighbors are. You don't have to necessarily agree with them politically to make sure that you're going to protect each other if there's violent crime in the area, you know. So, and it's also learning how to take care of yourself so you're not dependent on other people, not dependent on a grid. And that's a key thing. To be able to grow your own food, that's really, really important.
We're getting better at it. It seems like it would be easy enough to grow a garden, and it is. Texas is a little tricky because of the heat and sometimes drought, but last year I've had a lot of tomatoes, zucchini, cucumber, everything you would need. So, surprising.
Well, we also, it's just kind of a pure, more simple, I'd be happy to live in the 19th century, but it's a more simple way of less is more. We use wood stoves for heat. We use a windmill for water. And we have horses, and I have wire cutters in my saddlebags, which will make Texas open range. But the point is, it's just simpler. We don't have TV. We use Amish-made propane refrigerator because it doesn't draw the
We have solar panels, so we have electricity.
That's great.
And still we have kerosene lights.
We have internet. I mean, we do have the basics there.
Well, you're an example and inspiration for all of us. I want to get back to the movie, because when you were here last time, you brought with you Mark Collins, who plays George Washington. And he's got a business card, has his face on one side of it, and George Washington's on the other, and these guys are clones. I think he's like a 21st century clone of George Washington, same size and everything. You've got him in this movie. You got some great set pieces in this. You were at the Alamo that John Wayne had set up for the movie, because, of course, the real Alamo is now surrounded in the city. It's been Agenda 21, the Alamo itself. So they went out in the woods, built one, and you got there, and you were the last ones to film there before it burned down.
Yeah, it was actually the one in Dripping Springs, so the Billy Bob Alamo, the last one. And when we filmed there, of course, the movie set, it's all faux plaster, stone, and everything, and half the wall was falling off the Alamo. We fixed that, and it wasn't 2 weeks or 3 weeks after we filmed there that lightning struck the field and the whole thing burned down. And that was an amazing blessing, because I wanted to have reenactments and not just talking heads, and bring some production value to this so that people would have a break from all the intensity.
Yes.
But to me, besides what Alex said about wear your knees out praying and education, to me, the bottom line to the solution is what Travis said for real, and what Travis says in the Alamo reenactment, and that is, no is a powerful concept. And that is the bottom line. If Americans are not willing to say no, then, as so many people have said astutely, we deserve what we get.
That's right. And you know, we go back and we look at it, the entire Bill of Rights is a big no. It's to say to the government, no, you will not do this. No, you will not. It puts a line around what the federal government can do. And it says, oh, by the way, if we didn't tell you that you could do it, the answer is no. Still no, okay, with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Barack Obama understood that. Barack Obama said, hey, you know, that's the concept we've always called negative rights. In other words, we have individual rights and we protect those rights by saying there's things that the government can't do. He goes, well, that's one idea of the Constitution. I prefer positive rights, which is what the socialists say. You have a right to education. You have a right to food or this or that, whatever they want to do, things that they're going to provide for you. But, of course, they have to take that from other people. And that's the fundamental difference between socialism and libertarianism. And he understands that. He's not naive about that. And so many of these people do. And yet, you know, they just don't say no. None of them say no.
Well, that and the thing that we see unfolding today of today's multiculturalism as opposed to the way it was in the 18th century is that so many people, and, you know, like I said, as Christians, we're to have empathy for all people. But as Americans, we don't have to go with a multicultural concept whereby there are islands and enclaves of people that don't speak English, couldn't care less about the Constitution or our way of government, and do not assimilate. That is not American.
Yeah, that's
and if
true.
If they don't want to play, they should go somewhere else.
That's true. And if you bring people in, I heard the story that you told Alex about all of your ancestors coming in, going past the Statue of Liberty, because, you know, when people come in, and we brought a large number of people in from Europe and other places during that period of time, but if you bring people in such large numbers as we're bringing them in now in America and in Europe, you don't have a way to assimilate them. They will not assimilate, especially different religion, language, cultures are going to remain in their own ghettos. And that's the point, I think. They want to balkanize the countries rather than, you know, having not even a tossed salad, certainly not a melting pot, okay? They want to have a, I guess you could call it a bento box. But that's not going to work out too much for us. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some of your calls for Chuck Untersee and his wife, Anita, and the movie,
Extend Your
Revelation.
Life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Chuck Undersea and his wife Anita. They are the filmmakers of Revolution the Movie. You can find out information about that at revolutionthemovie.info. Revelation. Yeah, what did I say? Revolution. No, Revelation the Movie. Revelation, like the book in the Bible, Revelations. Revelationthemovie.info, and of course, it's very important for you to support that. This is the way that you can get this film to a broader audience. They're going the same route that Dinesh D'Souza did with his movie 2016, putting it in a limited number of theaters. The distribution people take a look at it, see how it does on a per-screen basis, and then they roll it out to a larger number of screens. That's the way we have to get our message out. We're not going to get it through the film festivals. We've just seen what happened with Vaxxed, shut out of that film festival, even though Robert De Niro personally wanted that information, still does, wants that information to get out there. You're not going to get a movie like Revelation the Movie. You're not going to get that through any of the film festivals, as we pointed out. And I want to go back and take one of your calls, at least. We'll have at least time for one of them. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know a way that you can support InfoWars as well. And that is we try to help you and pass these savings back to you. We're putting a 25% sale on BrainForce. That's at InfoWarsLife.com right now. This is the biggest sale we've ever had off of on BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. This is unlike many energy drinks and supplements. You can get your brain naturally activated with ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. You'll see the hundreds of five-star reviews on BrainForce. Find out what it can do for you and try it now that it is 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's take a phone call. Somebody's got a question or comment. Let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, your comment for the filmmakers of Revelation the Movie. It is going to be revolutionary if we can get this out there, but it's Revelation the Movie. Go ahead, Bill.
You hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. They must have heard me. My name's Jason from Texas.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. Yeah, it's all right. Hey, Chuck, Anita, it was great talking to you. Congratulations on the movie. And David, this first time I've got to talk to you, I'm excited. I love your input and everything. I started listening to you guys a while back, and now my 10-year-old son has got to listening to InfoWars. And what he does now is every time I get my products in the mail, he takes the pocket constitutions and the bumper stickers, and he hands them to his friends and his teachers at school. And he would love to watch this movie. We're about 4 hours from Houston, but is there like T-shirts or any kind of things that he could get his hands on to share with his friends, you know, because I think not only talking to the adults, but getting our children educated about the Constitution. Like I teach my Sunday school class Constitution along with the gospel and everything so they can know freedom on all aspects of life.
Yes. Good.
Yes, sir. There is something on our website that might be helpful to you. It's very large and graphic. It's the theatrical poster. You can get it through Amazon. It's 27 by 40 inches, and it's the title of the film. It's the same thing that you'll see in theaters in the light boxes. And basically, it kind of tells the story. It's the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the pale horse, with carrying an American flag as if from heaven. And it with the title included, it tells the story pretty quickly, which is Revelation on a global government. And, we've had people.
We're coming up. Let's get that information out so people can get to that movie again. It's opening this weekend, Friday, Saturday. The Santikos Theaters, is that it?
Santikos in Richmond and Tomball. And you're welcome to come. It's maybe a drive, but a lot of people have come pretty far to see it so far.
Or go to the website, revelationthemovie.info. You can find out ticket information there. It is important to get this information out to other people. Help them to get to a larger audience. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.